reading from the prophet Jeremiah. In that same year, at the beginning of the reign of King Zedekiah of Judah, in the fifth month of the fourth year, the prophet Hananiah, son of Azur from Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years I will bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house, which King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon took away from this place and carried to Babylon. I will also bring back to this place King Jeconiah, son of Joachim of Judah, and all of the exiles from Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen, may the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. The prophet Hananiah took the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah and broke it. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus says the Lord, this is how I will break the yoke of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon from the neck of all the nations within 2 years. At this, the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Sometime after the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Go tell Hananiah, thus says the Lord, you have broken wooden bars only to forge iron bars in place of them. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put an iron yoke on the neck of all these nations, so that they may serve King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. And they shall indeed serve him. I have even given him the wild animals. And the prophet Jeremiah said to the prophet Hananiah, Listen, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you made the people trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am going to send you off the face of the earth. Within this year you will be dead, because you have spoken rebellion against the Lord. In that same year, in the seventh month, the prophet Hananiah died. The word of the Lord. These readings should give us some pause. Hananiah had a great vision. The people in slavery to Babylon would come back. He believed it. He knew it would happen somehow, and so he spoke it. But it was not God's vision. The people had to learn something in Babylon, in God's vision. The time was not right. And God did not give Hananiah that hope. Hananiah had that hope on his own. And when he preached that hope, that untruth in the name of God, he led many people astray. And ultimately, it was to his death. Have we led people astray? Have we preached a false hope? It's so easy to preach good news that isn't the good news. Because sometimes the good news doesn't always seem good at the moment. How can we know that we're faithful? This is not an easy question to answer, but it's one that I think the Scripture confronts us with today. All of us need to look at this in what we believe, what we hold to be true, where God is calling us. What about that is not true? Is simply us. Are we preaching our own hopes rather than God's hope for us? Are there lies that we have believed and preach? Because if they are, they will surely lead to our death. If they're lies about God, they will lead to the death of our faith, to the diminishment of our church, to the death of the faith of others. If they're lies about ourselves, our lives will fall apart when we base ourselves on that. So think hard. It's not easy to know. I would put forward, though, that at least here in the United States, we see that there is one thing that gives me pause from this reading. When we say as a church that we have repented, we have seen the faults that led to the sexual abuse scandal. We've seen, we've changed, we've moved on. I think that might be a lie. Too easy. Too soon for our Babylonian captivity to be over. Have we really? Is it really time to move on? I don't know, but this reading forces me to reevaluate that decision. Good luck in your discernment. God bless.